You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, August 1st. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.1%. That's how much the S&P 500 fell on Wednesday. The decline came after the market got what it expected, a rate cut from the Federal Reserve. But it wasn't enough to keep investors optimistic. That's because Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that the move was meant as a sort of insurance policy, not the first step of a prolonged easing cycle. At the same time, however, Powell complicated his own statement, adding that he didn't say there would only be one rate cut. The next number up is 8%. That's how much Nordstrom shares rose on Wednesday. The jump came after the founding family of a clothing retailer apparently plans to increase its stake in the company. More specifically, members of the Nordstrom family would like to own as much as half of the company's shares, the Wall Street Journal reports. And that has some investors hoping that maybe, just maybe, the company will be taken private. That would likely mean that investors would be paid a premium for their shares. Our last number is 41%. That's how much the stock price of Square has risen this year. The payments company makes fashionable white card readers for bricks-and-mortar retailers. And it has seen explosive growth as more and more people pay with credit and debit cards. Square reports earnings today after the close, and the big question executives will try to answer when they face investors is how to keep growing. One way would be to expand on their debit card that gives businesses instant access to sales revenue. That means that a business can spend its revenue right away without having to wait for bank transfers. There's also the increasingly popular Cash App, which competes with PayPal's Venmo. Those products and the fact that more and more consumers are using cards for purchases has some analysts thinking that Square stock will continue to march higher. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, August 1st. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.